our minds on worshiping this morning. I'm going to read a little scripture out of John 15. Let's welcome the Lord to come in and just give us grace to worship Him more fully. So John 15, 4 or 3, the words I have spoken over you have already cleansed you, so you must remain in life union with me, for I remain in life union with you. For as a branch severed from the vine will not bear fruit, so your life will be fruitless unless you live your life intimately joined to mine. I am the sprouting vine, and you're my branches. As you live in union with me as your source, fruitfulness will stream from within you. But when you live separated from me, you are powerless. Spirit, we welcome you this morning. We thank you for this position of life union we have through Father, Son, and Spirit. I ask that you would give us grace this morning to worship. Grace to adore you. To love you with greater sincerity and authenticity. And I pray that we would be so conscious of your presence in us. That we have been born again into a living hope. I pray that we would walk in this place of light union like never before as we encounter greater measures of you. So we just thank you. We thank you for Jesus, the Anointed One. We acknowledge you and we set our adoration and our affection on you as we give you our full attention this morning. In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Father, we thank you for the great love with which you've loved us. That we did not love you first, but that we respond to your affection that you have for the sons of men. So I just encourage us as we finish worship, let's just sit and just soak in the fact that God loves man. So much that you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. God resides in heaven, but on earth he resides in no other location than inside your body. He loves you. God loves man. We just thank you, Father, it's not by works. So we were created to love God, but we were created to be loved by him. We honor Father, Son, and Spirit this morning out of this posture of being your beloved. And in response to that, we declare to you that your love is better than wine. It's better than the fleeting pleasures of this world. The things that I know that I've run after, you're better than those things. You exceed those things. We give you our affection. We recalibrate ourselves this morning in worship and give you our full devotion. Amen. All right. Thank you, worship team. That was super fun. Okay. So, Marita's not here, so I don't know what to do next. Does anyone have any announcements? You have enough. You're done. Okay. Anyone? I have one announcement, and it's for Men of Hope. We've been having these really informal gatherings of all ages, as you can see. We are going to try to do two of those in August, and then we're going to try to get back to maybe a more normal schedule starting in September. So the last Men of Hope that we had, we hosted at our house, and it was just Jay Crudson and myself. And, you know, it was such a great time of fellowship. So I just say that to illustrate the fact that whoever you are, when you get together with one other soul who has their heart and their mind set on Jesus, that's a good day, all right? So those are some of the things that we cultivated this summer, and it was great. So thank you. Hey, I just want to share one quick thing before we get into the teaching. And is Sandra in here, by the way? I don't know if we're doing kids' church or not. Okay, so I'm assuming we're going to do kids' church. But, you know, this week, This has just been continually emphasized to me over about the last year, the simplicity of the gospel message. What I am finding is, as I'm walking in this place of unbroken fellowship with the Father, the gospel message becomes really easy to share to people. I don't know if you're like me. At some point, like, my idea of evangelism was, hey, there's this person at work or school or whatever the case may be. If I can just, you know, get them into church or get them to someone who's more spiritually mature than I and get them to say the sinner's prayer, then they'll be in good shape and I will have done my part. I will submit to you that that is not right thinking. The glory of God is on the inside of us. And when we live in that place of life union, it can't help but come out. And what I continue to emphasize in my interactions with people is this: the love of God. The love of God. The love of God. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever would believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life. The Father did not send his Son to condemn the world, but that the world through him would be saved. And so this simple gospel message, keep it burning in your heart. First John 2 says, keep the message burning in your heart. For if we do, then we will always be living in close fellowship with the Father and with the Son. And so I want to encourage us all in that. I feel like we are on the precipice of something breaking forward in Alaska. And again, it is, and in America, to be honest with you. And it is the simple gospel message that you can live in life union with the Most High God. It is what every man and woman is looking for on this earth, whether they know it or not. We use that phrase in our house a lot. It is what every man and woman is searching for on this earth, whether they know it or not. All right, so with that being said, let's take some time and greet one another. We are doing kids' church, it looks like. So kids, you can start moving to the back, and we'll get ready for Ben's teaching, which I'm really excited about.